Right, hello, welcome back to D's Cast. Yes, thank you for having us in your ears. It's lovely. Love what you've done with the place. Earwax, drums, it's beautiful. Right, I'm done. I'm waffling already, and we've only just started. So this week, sorry we didn't put anything out last week. It seemed a bit pointless. There wasn't a lot going on. Nobody played. Other than the Colts, who did play against Ampthill in the Cup. Things didn't quite go their way, as is the tale of all teams this season, I think. They suffered a defeat, but can hold their heads high in their performance. This week, though, slight format change. Rather than just rattling off loads of interviews, we've got a co-host for the week. So we'll introduce our co-host. He is part of the cripple list that we have here of our about injured players, long-term injury as well. And he is the inaugural Ballon d'Ors winner. So I think that pretty much gives it away. We're hoping that having him here will get us a grant and some funding. So we will welcome George Hand. Hello.
Hi, Dickie. Good to be here.
Oh, it's so formal. So formal.
Don't know what else to say to be honest, but yeah, thank you. Inaugural Ballon d'Ors winner, so I've graced you with my presence.
Oh, do you know what I mean? You asked me to call you a club legend, and I absolutely was not doing that. So, George, let's kick things off, and let's talk about the Colts this weekend. Neither of us were there. Let's start with that, because we were a first aid course, a Sunday first aid course, because we are Norses.
Love saving lives.
Love saving lives.
Preserving life.
And promoting health, you know. Yeah, it was good to be fair. Right, so Colts. What do you know about the game? Have you spoken to anybody?
Spoken to Jordan a little bit, and obviously the bits we picked up on the group chat. By all accounts, everyone's very proud of the performance. It sounds like they had quite a strong game, and Ampthill were just a bit fitter and a bit more organised, but set piece went our way the majority of the time, and there was lots of good flashes apparently. Lots of really good set play and launch play stuff that just last passes didn't stick. So it's a good place to be for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think last passes didn't stick was the story of the first half for them. I'm not going to say butchered because I think that's harsh.
Harsh for Colts.
It's harsh for anybody, to be fair, unless it's you. Because you've got hands like a digital clock. As Jace knows from his little conversation with you last season. So they missed a few opportunities that were there for them. And from that, Ampthill have capitalised. And, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Absolutely. And to be fair to them, I think they've had a couple of tough games this year, but also had some really good games. So, and they're playing against an Ampthill side that, let's be honest, are going to have probably slightly more exposure together. Like, this is a fairly new Colts group still. Like, it's the first year, the majority of that squad is first year players into the Colts.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of that Colts side is probably a mix of first and second years. A lot of them probably play together at Sandwich and other schools. So it's difficult for our Colts to go up there, real mixed bag. But, you know, if they're competing with the likes of Ampthill, I mean, they can compete with pretty much anyone in the county, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a very, very similar. I think they're only missing a couple of players off the team sheet. A very similar Ampthill team went to Harpenden, and you know, that's again another, for want of a better word, another affluent area. Another affluent area that will say that the schooling system probably allows for a little bit more rugby than perhaps schools do around here, and Ampthill went and put a load of points on them, so to hold them to a very relatively close score is something they can be really proud of.
Absolutely. I think one of the main things as well was heart and effort from the whole squad. I think that was probably one of the key things that stood out for Jordan. Like, everyone tried really hard and cared the whole way through the game, which I think is a good place to be, especially for a young group that hopefully eventually a lot of them progress to senior rugby. Like, something I think sometimes a lot of teams lack when we play against them, sometimes we lack it, like just that heart to stay in the game for the full 80 or 70 minutes for them.
Absolutely. So moving on then. Big news piece this week, off the field. Huge news piece for the club, actually. We have a new coffee machine.
We do.
We do. You're enjoying a little latte there. I've enjoyed one just before. It's probably why I'm whittling on so much. But yeah, how is your cup of Joe?
It's pretty good. It's better than instant. It's almost as good as the pod coffee machines. But in terms of being able to churn out coffees quickly, it's up there. We had a few technical difficulties launching it. Han Senior had to come in and rescue the day, as we couldn't get it to work. By that, I mean he just cleaned it. But aside from that, it's a pretty good coffee. And it's definitely no worse than what we had before.
I've never heard somebody gnaws and corporate a cup of coffee like that before. That you have a talent, George, for making something that's relatively exciting seem absolutely dull. My lord. Anyway, you mentioned there, Hans Senior, the real volunteer of this club. You know, he'll actually do something rather than just put his name to doing something. You've got an event coming up. I say you've got an event. It may as well be Esther's event at this point. But you've got an event coming up in Casino Night. Tell us a little bit about Casino Night.
So Casino Night event I've been planning for a few months now.
Esther's been planning.
Myself and Esther. Esther's my senior interior designer. So
project lead.
Project lead, yeah. Event I've been planning for some time. Got the final go-ahead a couple of weeks ago from the vice chairman that numbers look all good, it's going ahead. So we started putting into action some raffles and things like that. Content of the night is effectively, we're going to have loads of cocktails, loads of drinks. Some people are going to come in and run a little casino for us, croupiers, on the tables. And we're going to have loads of fun gambling with fake money and having a good time.
Amazing. I hear there's an amazing live act, but we won't. We'll save the surprise for the night. And I hear that you've got a five-star mixologist coming in as well.
Yeah, we do. We have won't name names, but a five-star mixologist coming in. We'll have exclusive cocktails for the night. There will be no repeats of the regular club menu.
I mean, I think the regular club menu is fantastic.
It's fantastic, but this is going to be a step above. It's going to be great.
We'll see what we can do. Right, so also, then, you mentioned there that there's some raffles. We do have a bit of a shout out on the raffle that we need some support on. So Hans Senior, once again, is actually doing something while you're sat on your backside.
Yeah.
He's painting a wheelbarrow at the minute, isn't he? Why is he doing that?
He's painting a wheelbarrow because we are doing a raffle for a barrow of booze, or wheelbarrow of booze, if you will. Effectively, we want people to donate any loose bottles or spare bottles, or even go out and just buy a cheap bottle. Beer, cider, spirit, wine, and anything else in between, we don't really mind, and donate it for the raffle. Tickets will start going on sale soon for the raffle, and effectively, if you win it, you're going to win a giant wheelbarrow full of different alcohols and spirits, which is great fun for a lot of people. There's no non-alcoholic alternative. I'm absolutely gutted about that, but unfortunately, that is the way the world works.
Wait. So you're boring and don't drink?
Don't drink often.
What good points are there to you?
Hair.
Questionable. You can't say beard either. So, it's worth noting they don't actually win the wheelbarrow.
You win the wheelbarrow.
The wheelbarrow is for aesthetics. But you do win an absolute ton of booze, which in the run-up to Christmas is going to be re-gift heaven. You are going to be like an office dream come Secret Santa when you're throwing out bottles of wine that probably are from people's cupboard from last year. Regift kings and queens, bring in your stuff, raid your cupboards, find a bottle of Plonk and get it in the barrow and help support this evening be as big a success as we can make it. Right, shall we have a little chat with someone?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's reconvene and we'll have a little chat with one of our players. Perfect. So we are joined by Matt Stones here, our superstar Colt, who is a giant of a man, listeners. He How tall do you stand?
I think about 6 foot six.
6 foot six. Yeah. Crikey. And as well as being 6 foot six, he's absolutely built as well, ladies and gentlemen. But Matt joins us now to discuss Sunday's game against Ampthill. A bit of an away day for the boys in the cup. Always nice to go and play Ampthill because it's always a bit of a challenge. Obviously, there was not the result we wanted. Was it 21-7 in the end?
27-7.
27-7, sorry. So not the result we wanted, but a performance that we wanted. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, yeah. I think the common consensus is that it was a completely winnable game. But the big problem was that we were producing these great opportunities to score tries and we were making small mistakes at the end. You know, the normal stuff like a couple drop balls or, you know, just a pass that needed to happen and didn't.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it is a good sign going forward.
Absolutely. I think it's fair to say as well, as a collective, you're a combination of a few new lads coming into the club, a team coming up from the junior section, and a few lads from last year as well. So collectively, you're still sort of gelling together. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think we have gelled together quite well, to be fair. But yeah, there might be sort of a last piece of the jigsaw that needs to be put in place, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, you say that last piece of the jigsaw, that's only going to come with time. So how are things been going under Jordan and Westy? And how is that progression to transition that gel?
They're both great, to be fair. They're both good coaches, and they've Jordan's just gone through the game with us tonight, and all good points. And I think we have a lot to learn going into our next games.
Absolutely. So lots of excitement around this group, and certainly a lot of excitement for the future. You're doing a lot of work with the seniors at the minute. How is that helping you guys as a group in terms of the speed you play at compared to at Colts levels, and also your understanding of the game, like being able to pick stuff off senior players? Mm.
Well, the seniors definitely hold us to a higher standard, I think. They do play very quick rugby. I'd say quicker than perhaps we would play in training. So it does test us, I think, and that's good. Because that's sort of shown in the matches. Our speed of ball off breakdown is great. So
Fantastic. So changing room banter.
Yeah.
Who is the go-to changing room clown? Because I've heard, I've been walking past in the car park, walking past the open window on a Sunday afternoon, and I've heard the tunes. There is some suspicious sound in tunes. I've heard you all singing to Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who is leading the charge on the bands?
Well, when he's here, Sam Baines can be quite the character.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you've got Miles.
Yeah, oh really? Okay.
Yeah. Gilbert. They're all Rodney's
the band to train?
Yeah, well they're all singing full volume when Adele's on, of course.
Of course. And I mean, why wouldn't you sing full volume to Adele? She's a fabulous artist. So with that being said then, I suppose you've got, you know, you've got a group of lads enjoying the banter. Who's in the group? Who is the serious Nors? Who's the lad that is like constantly Mr. Switched On, Mr. Let's look at the stats, let's look at the analysis?
I think perhaps Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Jimmy, to an extent. It's hard to say that we're all pretty, like, you know, we're not the most serious group.
Perfect. I don't like a serious group, and this club is not a serious club in that respect, so that's good to hear. Matt, it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you a little bit. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your season.
Thank you.
Cheers. Right, well then, there we go. Lovely stuff. Thank you very much for that. Right, so George, let's talk. We've had a week's break. We're in the midst of a 2 week break for the first team. The Griffins hopefully are going to be having a run out this weekend to make up for some lost time earlier in the season. Let's talk about that first block of games. How has that gone for us?
I think it's not been the start we'd hoped for. I think a lot of people, including myself, despite me not playing, had ambitions to be competitive for another promotion. I think internally as a squad, we believe that overall the talent and what we did with the recruitment and retention, we could have been there. Unfortunately, first result of the year against Toaster, we kind of got blown away a little bit by their speed and what their want to get to an edge and play the ball. Like looking back on that, they just looked like a squad that had been together for a little bit longer and a bit more put together. Unfortunately, over the following weeks, we picked up a few injuries, which have hampered the squad a bit. I think our injury list for regular first team players from last year and the start of this year is quite long, and a lot of them are long term.
18 we're up to.
18. A few of those are cycling on and off concussion protocol, which is unfortunate, but we will get them back. It's not where we want to be, but I think there's positivity in that in terms of all the performances we've seen in the last month or so. Probably outside of Toaster, actually. Despite we've been going with some people, new combinations that haven't played until the Saturday, some combinations starting or end up being together to finish a game, and we finished one game with 14 players, there's been lots of positives, like lots of heart and effort into it. People are trying, people are making skill errors, and people have got lots of effort in there, but that's fine. Like, I think that's the position we want to be. And for those of people that were in and around the club 2 years ago when we were in a similar situation where we didn't start how we wanted to, we were playing all our games away and we had a long list of injuries, we're in a position now where we actually have the depth to compete even when we have an injury list of 18, and we'll get there, as opposed to back then when we were pulling people up and people were just being called up to come get game time for the ones. We're in that position. So, and the fact that outside of the injury list we would actually have a very competitive Griffins team, I think we're in a good position. I mean, the Griffins had a great start to the year in comparison. I think they're where you wanted them to be.
I think it's easy to say that we were where we wanted to be when we were probably playing two opposition that we expected to put points on. The test was Stockwood, and there was glimmers of us being able to say, yeah, this is where we want to be. There was moments where we've gone, oh, we've had two games where it's been easy and now there's a little pressure on us. What do we do here? And a little bit of panic that caused us to go into our shell a little bit in the second half and allow Stockwood back into the game when we probably could have put the foot on the throat and killed them off. But, you know, those are learnings, and you know, I'm quite happy to lose a game as long as we take something away from it, which we did. So we've now just got to get the opportunity to get back out there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a key thing. I think the energy's been good, like in games amongst the squad. Like, I don't think there's been any significant drop off in energy, at least in some of the Griffins games I've seen. Like, everyone cares, which I think is a good place to be. Like, at the end of the day, we're an amateur club at level 7 first team wise, and we're playing what league are the Griffins in?
I think it's level 11.
Level 11. Like, and the fact that, am I allowed to swear?
Not really, no.
Okay, but fine.
I'm not editing that out.
Okay, the fact that people...
That is the coolest thing George has ever said.
No, I just want to check before you have to make some weird edit. The fact that people, you know, care enough to stick in it for 80 minutes the majority of the time says a lot about the ethos we have around the squad, which is far better place when you look like 18, 24 months ago, where people probably couldn't really care to turn out. Like, there was a lot of low energy, especially at this point in the season. We're in a strong spot. It could be better, but I've seen far worse at the club, so I'm quite optimistic about where we can get to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody around the club is particularly worried about the position at the minute. You know, I think we played the whole top half of the table in terms of the first team.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't actually... we've played somebody that has slipped into the bottom half of the table now, but at the time they were top half of the table. So we haven't played anybody that we would consider in and around us in league position. So, you know, there's still plenty of opportunity for us to kick on and make some noise. And, you know, once we get that first one under the belt, I think that will be the catalyst to get the ball rolling. And you'll find that we'll be quite comfortable at this level. I don't watch any of the games back or look at lads at training and go, we're out of our depth here. Not like when we did it a few seasons ago and we had those 36 injuries. Yeah. And you were looking at team sheets and you were watching lads play and you're going, we are so out of our depth.
Yeah.
And that's not because the squad was out of their depth. The injuries caused players to come up from Griffins and young lads coming through that should have had more time in the twos to go and play first team rugby that probably weren't ready for it, and it had a knock on effect and they floundered.
Yeah, they floundered. I think some of them have come back and have bounced back and have actually had some really strong performances. I think some of them again struggled to really get back into the routine, because once you didn't take that knock in confidence, it does take quite a big effort to come back from it, which is a shame. I think again, like, you're looking forward to the rest of the games, and as long as we don't drop our level to where they're at, because we are better than a lot of the teams around us, it's just the results don't show it, sadly. I think if we don't drop our level and we keep it to where we've competed with the likes of like Long Buckby for 70 minutes, like a few lapses, but been quite a few opportunities where we've had runaway tries against us, like one intercept or a drop ball, and the opposition just go length on us, and it's just unfortunate, and that does knock you, like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Long Buckby was a great example of that. I think they had three where it was against a run of play, and then all of a sudden you're chasing the game.
Yeah, I think Hitching Away was another example in the Cup, not a league game, but that was another example where the squad played really well. Like, there was a lot of people really fighting their heart out in that game, and a couple of runaway tries. I think I remember one, there were 11 set up just by breaking a tackle between two people, making a line break through the middle, and we all know that line breaks down the middle are what are real killers at this level. Like, it's hard to recover from, especially when everyone's knackered at the 60 minute mark. Like, you don't mind conceding out wide if they pull a great move in, but a winger breaking two tackles in midfield and then getting one offload away, like, it's a bit of a killer. But that's a shame. But those are the sort of things that can happen. But if they don't happen in a game, where can we be? We could probably be competing, probably a one score out, get a bonus point, or maybe snatch a win like other teams have done to us.
Perfect. And I think that's a perfect place for us to move away from the dullness of your voice, because I'm worried that people are going to crash their cars or injure themselves at work. So we're going to move on, and we're going to hear from one of our lovely volunteers now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the dulcet sounds of Tracy, and let us know how the girls are getting on this season. Oh, Tracy, welcome to the pods.
Thank you.
So I wanted to catch up with you about girls rugby at the club, because we're back on in terms of some female participation. We've got a smattering of girls floating around at the moment. Just talk us through a little bit of what you're doing with them in terms of this new project that we've got going on this year.
So we have, we took our girls through minis, and when they became year seven at school, we've obviously split off and gone girls only.
Yeah.
Got some good relationships with Stockwood, Harpenden, to have a cluster. Mm-hmm. Done a couple of pitch up and plays, so a festival. So the girls have been kept really busy each Sunday since the beginning of the season.
Fantastic.
We're doing a little bit with some local brownie groups.
Amazing.
Which is, that's been really, they're a bit younger, but it's been amazing.
Absolutely.
Some of them have actually joined at under 9 and under 10 already, because they had like a really good intro to rugby. So I've worked with them a little bit when I've been able to be here in a morning.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, it's been good.
Good. I mean, it's perfect timing in terms of, you know, a home Rugby World Cup.
Off the back of that, absolutely.
Absolutely. How has that affected our participation numbers?
To be honest, we haven't seen a growth like some other clubs, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But then we're primarily, dare I say it, a football town.
Yeah. No.
But want to get the schools involved, would like to run some so some sessions with the schools,
yeah,
and build it up to hopefully have at the end of the season a girls senior school tournament.
Absolutely, that'd be amazing.
It's been a few years, so that's kind of the dream.
Live that dream.
Yeah.
Amazing. So in terms then, so we've got, you know, we've got some plans in place and some exciting prospects coming through.
Mm.
We've got this cluster of, dare I say, barbarians. Would that be a fair?
Yeah, we have gone under the name of County Barbarians because it's Herts and Bedfordshire.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're County's Barbarians is what we're going with.
Absolutely. They've got a spanking new kit, I've seen.
It's in production.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a new cluster badge, a bespoke kit for the girls, which is branded in the club's predominant colours, should I say, sorry.
For sure.
So, yeah, excited for that. So that should be here in a couple of weeks.
Amazing.
Fingers crossed. Ready for, hopefully, after the half term, maybe when we're back in to some games.
Fantastic. Yeah. And so, you know, we've mentioned there that they're doing a lot of festivals and a lot of sort of one-off games, if you like.
Mm.
Is there any plans for them to perhaps, you know, solidify themselves in a league or?
That won't come until they're under 14s.
Right. Okay. Yep. Yes.
So we are, well, actually it'll be next season because the girls will transition into under 14s. Next year they'll be in the league. Yeah.
Amazing. And so then is the long-term plan for this sort of cluster of girls for a full female section at the club?
I do believe that's something that's being spoken about, but I wouldn't know. You know, the plan would probably be like a 5-year plan,
for sure,
really.
For sure.
Yeah. And then hopefully on the work that's been done on a Monday.
Yes, with Dee's Fit.
With Dee's Fit, we'll possibly come to something special.
Absolutely. You know, I was here on Monday, and it was great to see the ladies throwing a ball around and smiles on faces and lots of people looking at George and Nate's bum, but, you know, we'll ignore that for now. Because Nate's not really got a bum.
I was going to say, there's probably nicer bums to look at.
Well, I can't comment. But, so great to see female participation around the club growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you yourself has always been an advocate, and the fact to travel away a little bit to find your own rugby. How's your rugby going this season?
Not too bad. Played 3 for 3. I've managed to find the time to get from there and from the girls to there, and had a lovely black eye from game 2. Sadly, we're a win, a loss, and a draw, but.
It's more than the first team here, so take it.
Doing all right.
Good.
Doing all right, yeah.
Good. We love seeing you around the club, Tracy. So thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll catch up again soon and see how those girls are getting on.
All right, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.